all hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
It's your old jolly old salt, Jonas Squidley here. Welcome aboard, mateys, for the Adventures of Patch the Pirate. We got lots of fun and adventure in store for you all today.
See, amigo. Let's review the Custard's last stand adventure up to this point.
Okay, the Custard family be hiding out in the Fort Alamode, seeking shelter from the evil Generalissimo, Homewrecker. And while they're there, the family doctor and Captain Patch are helping them learn to grow stronger as a family. When we left our adventure, Nilla and Rich Custard had just gone to bed.
Good night, Nilla. I love you.
Good night, Dad. I love you, too.
Good night, Rich. I love you.
Good night, Dad.
I love you, son.
Me too, Dad.
Rich, why don't you just come right out and say, I love you?
It's kind of embarrassing, Dad. Besides, I'm getting too old for that kind of stuff.
I think you might be wrong about that, son. I'm finding that the older I get, the more often I want to tell folks that I love them.
Oh, Dad.
Well, good night, Rich. I love you.
Thanks, Dad. See you in the morning.
Nilla, Nilla, you awake? I hear something.
It's midnight, Rich. Go to sleep.
No, did you hear that? Come on, let's go see what it is.
Okay, I'm coming.
Shh, be quiet so we don't wake up anybody. And grab that lantern over there.
What's that noise, Rich?
I don't know, Nilla, but we're gonna find out.
It sounds like it's coming from outside the front gate. We better go tell Mom and Dad.
Nothing doing. Let's find out what it is first. Then we'll really have something to tell him. Come on, help me open the gate. Push hard.
I don't like this.
Don't chicken out now. Hey, it sounds like it's coming from the giant burrow.
I can't believe how big this thing is.
Hold the lantern up here. There's a button here on the tummy of the burrow.
I wonder if it's his belly button.
I'm going to push it and see what happens. Look, some stairs are coming down. Wow, come on, let's go see what's inside.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Rich, there's a 2-foot cockroach in there.
Don't worry, sis, he looks harmless. Pardon me, Mr. Roach.
Quick, quick, senor, pull up a couple of kegs and have a seat.
What kegs?
Those over there, the ones that are marked TNT.
What's TNT?
I think it stands for Tuesday Night Theater, I am not sure. Now quick, have a seat and watch my magnet box. You got to see this program, it's my favorite.
Please give your undivided attention to my half-brother and close amigo in destroying families, Senor Hollywood Homewrecker. And now, here's Hollywood.
This is your favorite Hollywood homewrecker. Don't you just love my voice? And now we return to Little House on the Mesa with the homewrecker players.
Husband? Husband? Why don't you make your children behave?
How can I when they're just imitating their mother?
Mom, if you won't let me pierce my nose and shave my head, I'm gonna run away.
That's the best news I've heard all day. I'll help you pack.
Oh, the boy next door just got a new toy. I want one too, I want one too, I want one too.
Son, we can't afford to buy a toy like that. It costs $43 million.
Well, if you get a decent job, we could get him anything he wanted.
Oh, if you don't give me that toy, I'm gonna tear this house apart.
You already have.
Some father you are. That's just my luck. Ugh. Out of all the wonderful men in the world, I had to pick a loser like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen to this, sweetie. I don't feel that I love you anymore anyway.
Well, I don't think I ever did love you.
Oh, well, I guess it's over then.
You'd better believe it, big boy. I'm going home to mother.
And don't come back.
I won't.
That was just another day in the life of the Homewrecker players. Tune in tomorrow when, once again, as a public service, we'll be giving you more good solutions to your family's problems.
Oh, I love the Homewrecker players. They are my favorite.
This has been another presentation of the Homewrecker Broadcasting Network. dedicated to stamping out hunger, disease, ignorance, and families.
What's wrong with my magnet box? I've got to see this next commercial. It's my favorite.
Are you experiencing some technical difficulties on your magnet box?
See, amigo, see.
Are you frustrated and frantic, just about coming to the end of your enchilada?
See, please, amigo, help us.
Here's Homewrecker's remedies for better deception. Oh, I mean reception. First of all, move your magnet box inside the nearest fort.
Quick, muchachos, do you know where there is a fort close by?
Sure, we're right next to one.
Oh, what luck!
You'll find that your magnet box deception is usually best when the giant burrow is hidden behind the barn.
Quick, help me pull my burrow inside. You got to see this in a commercial. It's my favorite.
Come on, Nilla, pull harder. I want to see this commercial.
I'm pulling as hard as I can.
It's moving.
Almost to the barn.
Oh, you'll love this commercial. It's my favorite.
Thank you for staying with us all night. And welcome to the late, 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 late early show.
Nilla Rich.
Hey, that sounds like Dad.
Wonder what he's doing up in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, senorita. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 in the morning?
We've got to go right now.
Goodbye, Paco Bell.
Well, don't leave now, muchachos. You got to see this next show. It's my favorite.
Hi, Dad.
You two are sure up bright and early this morning. Wish I had half your energy.
Good morning, Nilla.
Mom, could I shave my head and pierce my nose?
Honey, where in the world are you getting such crazy notions?
Oh, never mind, Mom.
Hey, come on, young whippersnappers. There's chores to be done.
You all go ahead. I'm getting something to eat.
Yeah, hold it right there, young lady. There'll be plenty of time to eat after we get some work done. You need a good dose of the prescription I found in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If any would not work, neither should he eat.
That's right, Nilla. If you really want to have a happy family, you're going to have to carry the load and do your part.
Who's the fearless leader who brings home the bread? Who reads through the Bible and tucks the kids in bed? Who's in love with mother who can really snore? Who can track a roach and squash him on the floor? The father.
The father.
The father.
The father.
I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart. The father.
The father.
The father.
The father.
This family's my own, so I do my best to make a happy home.
Such yummy meals, wonderful to eat. Who's the perfect host? He's always loving and sweet. Who can fill a house with love? Who's the one who cares? Who is always rearranging pictures and chairs?
The mother.
The mother.
The mother.
The mother.
I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart.
The mother.
The mother.
Snakes. Who helps his sister? Who hates to kiss her? Who mows the lawn and empties all the trash? Who has the muscle? Who can really hustle?
The sun.
The sun.
The sun.
The sun.
I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart.
The sun.
Little angel, quiet as a mouse, who helps do the dishes?
washes, who helps clean the house, who makes sure her bedroom looks so very neat, who hates brothers teasing but tries to be sweet.
The daughter.
The daughter.
The daughter.
The daughter. I do my part, I carry the load with a happy heart.
The daughter.
The daughter.
The father,
the mother,
the son,
the daughter.
I do my part, I carry the load with a happy heart.
The father,
the mother,
the son,
the daughter.
This family's my own, so I do my best to make a happy home.
I do my best,
I do my best,
I do my best.
This is Christy Ann with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. There are also free coloring pages for the kids. Ron and Shelley Hamilton and their crew have produced over 30 adventure and song recordings, all with character-building emphasis to help children grow in the Lord. Discover what families around the world have experienced. Life-changing lessons are a song away when you sing with your heart to the Lord. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog with inspirational music your whole family will love. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Well, mateys, join us next week for the continuation of The Custard's Last Stand, and we'll be finding out what happens to Homewrecker and his men when they try to jump over the walls of the Alamo.
Now, mates, here's the frog song by the Patch Kids. Up to it!
Do it, do it, do it.
A silly little froggy sat up on a loggy, chewing on a yummy sweet potato. Along came Mama Frog and said, get off that log, you're sitting on a frog exterminator. But that poor procrastinator said, I'll do it later, and now he's in the belly of an alligator.
Alligator?
Alligator. You'll find it is a blessing to learn this little lesson. Little birdie sat up on a branchy, chirping and a burping by the lakey. Along came Daddy Jay and said, quick, fly away, that pretty branchy looks a little fakey. But that little birdie waited, slightly hesitated, and now he's in the belly of a great big snakey.
Great big snakey?
Great big snakey. You'll find it is a blessing to learn this little lesson.
To think, don't even blink, just get right to it. Go ahead and do it quickly and sweetly. Obey completely. Say yes, sir, and do it, do it, do it right now. Hop to it. Great.
That's all our time today, mateys. The Adventures of Patch the Pirate will be back next week on the same station at the same time. So long from the Jolly Roger.